News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is to develop a national service corps in document preservation. This is being executed as part of the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Program, which was announced by Prime Minister Andrew Holness earlier this year. The focus of the Document Preservation Corps will be to assist various government agencies in digitizing valuable historical documents that are currently in paper-based or audio-recorded formats.
Now, that's something valuable for the country. That skill can be used right across government. The HOPE program will identify the youngsters, give them the necessary skills, bring them under an apprenticeship framework, and set them to work in building a better, more efficient Jamaican public service.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House on Monday. The HOPE program aims to provide educational and job opportunities for young persons aged 19 to 24 years who are not employed or enrolled in school or any program of training. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman has been appointed National Coordinator of the Housing Opportunity Production and Employment Hope Initiative, being implemented by the government. This was officially announced by Prime Minister Holness at a press conference Monday at Jamaica House.
The commendations from the Army for Colonel Rickman were so high in this regard that we thought it would make eminent sense to bring the skills and expertise of Colonel Rickman into the HOPE program.
Prime Minister Holness says the first order of business for Colonel Rickman will be addressing the matter of employment under the HOPE program. Colonel Rickman is on secondment from the Jamaica Defence Force, where he served as commanding officer of the Engineering Regiment. Approval has been given for the granting of two ganja licenses by the Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, says the CLA granted approval for the Tier 1 cultivator and Tier 1 processor licenses last week. Tier 1 cultivator licenses are for farms of up to 1 acre, and Tier 1 processor licenses are for the processing of ganja for medical, scientific and therapeutic purposes. Mr. Samuda says both the ministry and the CLA are obligated to ensure that the highest level of due diligence is adhered to in the licensing process.
Our current position is that we will not be pushed into making hasty decisions which compromise the process. We will act in a manner consistent with the existing rules and regulations regarding the cultivation of marijuana for medical use.
Minister Samuda was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate. He says up to May 2017, the CLA received a total of 212 applications from 86 applicants for licenses. And the Ministry of Local Government is to assist each parish council with funding for Labor Day projects to be undertaken on May 23. Portfolio Minister Desmond McKenzie says the major activities this year will focus on improving national historical monuments.
This year's team urged us to look again at some of the landmarks in our residential, business and professional spaces. Some that we may have passed on an everyday basis without even giving a second thought. This year, the ministry will be providing the sum of $250,000 to each municipal corporations to undertake project to assist in each municipality.
Mr. McKenzie was speaking at the launch of Labor Day and Workers' Week 2017 with the theme Restore, Preserve, Beautify. Projects may be registered via email at laborday@mcges.gov.jm. by telephone at 978-7654, extension 5144, or via the GIS website at gis.gov.jm. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Vaughn Davis.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Me a 23rd Labor Day, you know. Come back with resource, preserve a beautiful island. Here 23rd, that is Labor Day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glowing. Make we clean up the place, come make we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. Clean up the place, come make we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd. Beautify our island, restore and preserve our heritage. Make Jamaica beautiful, I feel it.